the Kedusha Slavi at the beginning of Parashas Toldos points out that the first words of the Pasuk of the Parasha are quite easy to understand. The Torah says, Ve'elo Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram. Quite often does the Torah, of course, tell us about fathers and then their sons. But what's interesting in this Pasuk is how the Pasuk continues with the words, Avram Hoilet Es Yitzchak. Why? What's the point in the Torah repeating Avram Hoilet Es Yitzchak? Obviously, if Yitzchak was the son of Avram, Avram Hoilet Es Yitzchak. So explains the Kedushas Levi that throughout the Torah, after the Avos, the way Yichus, the way lineage is understood, is a father has a son, and the son is the son of the father. That you don't have to do anything special to be a son of somebody. You are the son of somebody because he is your father and you are his son. And therefore, it is more than adequate to just say, yes, it would just be more than adequate to say Yitzchak ben Avram. However, when we speak about the Avos, everything changes. What made the Avos be our Avos is not just that they were the biological parents of their children, Avram, Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Yaakov. But says the Kedushas Levi, what it meant was that a son of one of the Avos is only considered a son of one of the Avos if he follows the way of his father. And not only if he follows the way of his father, but he passes those ways on to future generations. As the Pasuk says, Ki bi Yitzchak yukar el chazara. Only Yitzchak is considered the child of Avram. Because if we speak from a biological standpoint, certainly Yishmael was also a son of Avram. But being a son in this regard and being told us, you're only considered a son and you're not considered a continuation of your father if you follow the derech of your father. Only if you are a tzaddik, like your father was a tzaddik. And only if you teach that way to other children, to other generations, then and only then could you be considered toldos. And that's what he explains, that the word toldo is not to be understood that he was born. Toldo means that he produced. Eila toldos Yitzchak. It wasn't that Yitzchak was just Avram Avinu's son because he was his biological son. Yitzchak was Avram Avinu's son because toldos, he did something to be merited to be considered the son of Avram, following the ways of Avram and teaching those ways to future generations. And actually, I saw in the Sefer Tferes Moshe from Moshe Gershon Goldzweig Zatzal, he points out that we know that the Torah starts this week's parasha that Ve'ela doesn't start with the word Ela, it starts with the word, the letter Ve'ela. What does it mean when the Pasuk wants to say the word Ve'ela with the Vav? He says in the previous parasha, the Torah speaks about Yishmael. And he quotes the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis, that actually Yishmael, before he passed away, did tshuva. But he points out that even though Yishmael did tshuva and started to live the life that Avraham Avinu wanted him to live, but Yishmael did not teach that to his children. Or if he, as he explains, that Yishmael, by the time he did tshuva, it was already too late to change his children. And that's why he says, the Pasuk says that when Avram Avinu was nifter, he was nifter b'seva toiva. Avram Avinu was nifter b'seva toiva with a good old age, because when he passed away, his children were following his ways. Whereas when the Torah speaks about Yishmael's p'tira, Yishmael doesn't say b'seva toiva. Because although Yishmael, as we just said, quoting the Gemara, did tshuva, he wasn't successful in passing that along to his children. And if you're not successful passing on to that to your children, then you're not having a seva toiva. You're not considered, as we said earlier, just like by the others, if your children aren't following in your way, they're not your toldos. And if they're not able, and if you're not able to get that to go on to future generations, then you won't have a seva toiva. Whereas Yitzchak not only was he Avram Avinu's son, but Yitzchak was the one that was able to transmit that way of living to his son Yaakov. And then he goes into an interesting discussion. The pasuk says, "V'yeser Yitzchak l'noichach ishtay." So Rashi explains, "V'yeser Yitzchak l'noichach ishtay." Both Yitzchak and Rivka were being mispalel with davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they should have children. And v'yeser means like a pitchfork that you turn things over. But he wants to suggest that what Yitzchak was doing was that we know that Rivka was the daughter of Besuel. Rivka was the sister of Lavan HaArami. And when Yitzchak was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he and Rivka should have children, what was most important to him was that those children should obviously go B'derech Hashem, and that none of the influence that Rivka might have had from her home, from her family, should have any influence on their children. And that's why V'yesar Yitzchak L'Nachach Ishtai. Yitzchak's first goal was to turn Rivka around, turn her over, turn her to be completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, completely connected to the Derech Hashem. And after he was able to get Rivka to be like that, then he was able to say, it's time for us to have children who will be able to follow in the Derech that I want them to follow, in the path that I want them to follow, the path that I learned from my father, Avram Avinu. The Pasuk in the Haftarah, Parshas Toldah says, Haloi ach Esav liYaakov. Esav and Yaakov are brothers. The Oyev as Yaakov, I loved Yaakov, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'es Esav senes, a pasuk in the beginning of Malachi. Divrei Yecheskel quotes his father, the Divrei Chaim, and asks, what is the pasuk coming to teach us? Of course, we know that Yaakov and Esav were brothers. And of course, we know that Yaakov did what he was supposed to do. And that's why, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Yaakov. And Esav did not do what was supposed to be done. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu dislikes that. What is the pasuk coming to teach us? V'oyev es Yaakov v'es Esav sanesi. So he explains, we have to study this entire pasuk. Halai ach Esav liYaakov. There are times that Esav did the right thing. And at that time, the pasuk calls him an ach to Yaakov. The pasuk calls him a brother to Yaakov. For he is indeed a brother to Yaakov. He and Yaakov, under those circumstances, are acting in the same way. So if that's the case, we are now in a situation of ach Esav liYaakov, and they're both acting appropriately. So then, how do we understand the second half of the pasuk? V'yis Yaakov Esav Sanesi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares, I love Yaakov and I don't like Esav. If Esav is acting like Yaakov, why would he hate Esav? Says the Divrei Yecheskel, according to the way we're explaining, it's most understandable. Even when the difference between when Yaakov did what was supposed to be done versus what Esav did what was supposed to be done is that Yaakov not only did what was supposed to be done, but Yaakov took that a step further. And Yaakov used that to teach his children what to do. This Yaakov Ahavti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what makes Yaakov special is not just that he does what he's supposed to do. Of course, that makes him incredibly special. But what also makes Yaakov special is that Yaakov uses this opportunity to teach future generations. And Esav does not do that. Esav only takes these opportunities for himself and not to make them part of his life to the degree that he's going to teach future generations. And for that, says the pasuk, A person who takes these lessons and passes them on to future generations, thus Yaakov Ahavti. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special love to Yaakov Avinu. However, thus Esav Sanesi. Esav, who doesn't take the Derech Hashem, as Ella told us, Avram teach us, to teach it on to future generations is not something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. It's actually not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to do what's right and to pass it on to future generations.